So we're about to start the second Baruch of Shemoneh Esrei. Last time we learned, we discussed the continuation from the first into the second. How Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham flows into Atu Gibor the Olam Hashem. That even the chesed that Hashem does is also with din. Because when we do acts of chesed, we're actually deserving of Hashem's chesed. So Hashem gives us that chesed according to al-pidin, because we're already deserving. So now we'll go on to explain this first phrase of the bracha of the second bracha. This bracha is called Gevurois because it starts with Ato Gibor. Ato Gibor the Olam Hashem. You are Ato Gibor the Olam Hashem. You are mighty forever, Hashem. You resurrect the dead. Rav lo hishia. You are abundantly able to save. The Tiferes Shleima at the end of Parshas Chayisara he brings from Chazal, perhaps a Zohar, that the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei Magen Avraham was established by Avraham Avinu. Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. The second bracha, so that's the bracha of Chesed, is the first bracha. Avraham Avinu represents the mid of Chesed. Givurais, which is the second bracha, the bracha of Ato Gibor, Givurais is Din, that's the mid of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak was Mesaket in the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Tiferes Shleima explains, and we understand Ato Gibor, how that coincides with Yitzchak. Yitzchak represents Midas HaGvura. What about the rest of the bracha? Why is Yitzchak making the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Echai Amesim? Now, the simple understanding of this is that according to many Midrashim, Yitzchak did expire when he was during the Akedah, and he was brought back to life again. So therefore, Yitzchak was the one that said the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem Echayim Eisim. He was the one that blessed Hashem for resurrecting the dead. The Tiferes Shleima says that at the end of Parshas Chayisara, if you look there, it says that after Avraham Avinu passed away, Vayivorach Elokim es Yitzchak. It says that Hashem blessed Yitzchak, and Rashi says, "Nichmoy tanchumei avelim," that after Avraham Avinu died, Hashem came to be Menachem Avol Yitzchak. He paid him a shivikol. So the Tiferes Shleima said that this is the first time in the Torah where we find Nichum Avelim. When Hashem came to be Menachem Avol Yitzchak. So, what did Hashem tell Yitzchak? How did he comfort him? So he says that Rabbi Yisrael told Yitzchak that don't mourn that much. That Avram, your father Avram's death is only temporary. And there will be Tchias HaMeisim. and your father will come back one day. And that's how Yitzchak was comforted. So when Yitzchak heard that from Hashem, he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esav. So Yitzchak, at that is when Yitzchak was Mesakin the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esav. When Hashem came to be Menachem Avol Yitzchak after Avraham Avinu passed away, he says that Yitzchak couldn't be comforted because there was no one in the world that recognized the greatness of Avraham Avinu besides himself, besides Yitzchak. So there was no one there that was able to relate to Yitzchak's pain. No one was able to comfort him. So Hashem himself had to come. Hashem does know Avraham Avinu's greatness. He was able to come and tell Yitzchak, you should be comforted because one day your father will come back again. That's when Yitzchak made the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayim Esav. Ato Giboir the Oilam Hashem. You are eternally mighty, Hashem. What does eternally mighty mean? So I saw some of this forum say that when we refer to human beings, right, there is in a human being's life, there are times that they're strong. There is, in a person's younger years, they're strong. As a person grows older, they weaken. Ata Rabbeinu Shalom, you gibar li'olam. You're always the gibar. But I believe that there is, in a deeper understanding of this, we're referring to Hashem's midah of gevura. We find that when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam offered us the Torah, right, we said Nasa V'Nishma. It was an expression of tremendous love to Hashem, tremendous faith, and we said Nasa V'Nishma. However, say Chazal, on the Pasuk V'Yisiyatzu V'Sachti Sahor, it says that Bnei Yisrael stood at the bottom of the mountain. So Chazal say, Kof Alem HaKadosh Baruch Sahar Kegigis. And Hashem lifted the mountain over our heads like a barrel. And he said to us, Imata Mekavim Satoyim Motiv, if you accept the Torah, that's fine. But if not, Shom Teheku would ask him. If not, then here will be your burial place. So Tosfos there asks, why did Hashem need to force them? They said Nasa V'Nishma. They were willing to accept the Torah. Why do they need to be forced? So this forum explained, I believe the Kedushas Levi says this, that love is something that is not always, a person is not always in touch with. There are times that a person feels love, and there are times that love dissipates and a person doesn't feel the love. If our entire Kabbalah Satorah would be dependent on our love to Hashem, then it's a very shaky Kabbalah Satorah. What happens when we don't feel the love? So the Rabbeinu Shalom said, this is not sufficient. Nasa V'Nishma is not good enough. You have to accept the Torah out of fear. Meaning, you have to realize at all times that there's a mountain over your heads. That is something that is consistent. That's something that's li'olam. That's something that will last forever. Twice a day when we say Kriya Shema, right, which is our Kabbalah Sa'am Al Chashemayim, that is when we accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. That's our Nasa V'Nishma of every day. We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloilam Vod. First we say, blessed is the name of Hashem's kingdom. Kingdom is a understanding that Hashem is king, I am his subject, and I'm obligated to serve him whether I like him or whether I like it or not. Only then can we go on to be Ahavtas Hashem Alekach. Only then can we go on to say, you shall love Hashem. You can't have Ahavtas, your entire Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim can't be dependent on Ahavtas Hashem Alekach. So that's why, even though it's not written in the Torah it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekach Hashem Echad Ahavta. But the Chazal inserted Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus at the end of the word. Because if your entire Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim is dependent on V'ahavta, on your love, then it's a very shaky Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. It has to be Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloheinu Vod. Once you've accepted Hashem as Melech, that you've got to listen to Him whether you like it or not, then you can start in with the V'ahavta Hashem Alekach. Then love is appropriate. And this is what we say, Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem. Right? When we recognize the Ato Gibor, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom has the mid of Gevura, which is that we fear, that is something that is La'olam. That is something that will last us forever. It's not something that will dissipate. I was thinking that perhaps why we mention out the Gibor, the Yodim Hashem, by the bracha of Mechayim Mesa. Why do we mention that Hashem is Gibor when it comes to Tchias HaMesa? So I was thinking that perhaps we can understand this based on the Gemara. The Gemara has many limudim, how we know that Tchias HaMesa in our Torah. How do we know that there's going to be Tchias HaMesa? So one of the Gemara's answers is, B'halei dinu. It's a kal v'chomer. It's logical. Madach d'loi chaya chaya. Right? D'chay loi kolshken d'chaya. So the Gemara's lashon is something around that, like something like that. If Hashem can, if people can give birth to someone who has never lived, so then someone who has lived can definitely live again. So that works with a logic which is called din, which is the mid of gevura. So after gibor liyadam Hashem, right? The Rebbeinu Shlalom has a mid of gevura, which is din, which is logic, chay meisimata. That is what allows us the understanding of Tchias HaMesa. And perhaps this is why we have, out of the name of Hashem mentioned here, Ato Gibor Le'olam Hashem, is not Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Ato Gibor Le'olam Adna. Le'olam Al Dal Nun Yud. Is because we're referring to the Midas Adin Ato Gibor. This is the Bracha of Yitzchak, Midas Adin. So this is, we are using Hashem's name of Adna, which is my master, which is a shame, Hashem's name of Din, rather than this name of Chesed, which would be Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Mezritch HaMagid says that there is three Alephs that a person needs to incorporate into their lives. The Aleph of Adam. Adam means a person. Without the Aleph, what you're left with is Dam, which is blood. A person needs to incorporate the Aleph into Adam to make it, to change it from Dam to Adam. A person needs to incorporate the Aleph of Emes. Without the Aleph, it's Mace, which is dead. We're obligated to incorporate the Aleph to make, to change that from Mace into Emes. And we're obligated, we need to incorporate the Aleph of Adna, Hashem's name, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud. Without the Aleph, it's Din. Without the Aleph, it's justice. And we need to incorporate the Aleph. Now, those were the words of the Maggid. And his Talmidim expound on this at great length. One explanation of this is, which is brought in many different Sfarim, is that taiva, desire, passion, comes from our dam, comes from a boiling of the blood. There is the nefesh habahamias, there is the person, every person has an animalistic soul that is enclosed in the blood of the human being. And that is what drives us to taiva. So it drives us to desire. The letter Aleph represents Alufoy Shel Olam, represents the master of the world. So the letter Aleph represents Hashem. Aleph is also one, which is Hashem Echad. A person needs to incorporate, if a person wants to be an Adam, the difference between Adam and an animal is that we have the ability to control ourselves. Behemoths, chayas, follow their instinct. They follow their taiva. We, the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us das, the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us knowledge and understanding, so we should be able to control ourselves. And the way we do that is we understand that we're not just Dam, we are Adam, meaning we have a godly soul besides our animalistic soul. That's why Chazal tell us, Atem Kruyim Adam, only you're called Adam, but Ein Umas Ha'olam Kruyim Adam, the nations of the world are not called Adam, because they don't have a godly soul. We have to realize that we have the Alufa Shalom. We have a Chedek Elikamimah. We have a Neshama that's part and parcel of the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. And that is why we need to control our Taiva. So that's the first Aleph that we need to incorporate into our lives. The Aleph of Adam. The second Aleph we need to incorporate into our lives is the Aleph of Emes. And the explanation of this is that the difference between Emes and Sheker, or the difference between Emes and Mace, is that Chazal tell us, Kushte Koi, Emes is eternal. Sheker dies. Sheker is mortal. Anything that is not eternal is not emes. Our lives need to be about connecting to emes. Therefore, the majority of things that we do throughout the day seem to be mortal. They don't seem to be eternal. We eat and we drink and we work. And all the different things that we do throughout the day they seem to be temporal. They don't seem to be eternal. However, if we involve ourselves in these matters for the sake of avodas Hashem, for the sake of the service of Hashem, if I eat to have koyach to serve Hashem, if I work in order to be able to support Torah, to give tzedakah, so then I just took something that was mortal and I made it immortal. I made it something that is eternal. I made it into avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is eternal. So I took something that's mace, I took something that's mortal, and I made it emes. Because I incorporated the alufay shel olam, I incorporated the rabbanu shel olam into these matters of mace, and instead of mace, it became emes. The third aleph is the aleph of Adna. Aleph Dalton and Yud, Hashem's name, instead of Din. Din represents all matters of nature. Hashem created the world so that it seems that matters are controlled by nature. Logic, right, is nature. Something that's supernatural is illogical. A yid has to realize that what seems to us to be nature is not just din. It's avn. There is a God that is controlling all of this. There really is no such thing as nature. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is controlling. We have to bring the Alufa Shel Olam into all matters that seem to be din, all matters that seem to be just logical, things we take for granted. We have to realize that there's an Aleph that is in control of all this. It's not din. It's not logic. It's not nature. It's Adna. It's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And I believe that this is what we are mentioning here. Ato gibor the oilam Hashem, the oilam Adna, mechaye meisim ato. Ato gibor is Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you have given us. When I realize that you are part of my life, so now there is the koyach of gevura that I have. I now have the ability to overcome my taiva. Chazal say, Ezu a gibor. Who is a gibor? HaKoyvish es Yisrael. Someone is able to conquer their Yetzirah. Someone is able to overcome their taiva. Something that a behemoth can't do. Because a behemoth doesn't have das. But I am an Adam. I am going to bring the Aleph into the Dam. Because I realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is part of me. Ato gibor, right? Because I realize that I have the Aluf Shel Olam, therefore I have the ability to be a gibor. The second thing I need to realize is the Olam Adna, that everything in the world that seems to be din is not just din, it's Aleph Dal Nun Yud. And the third thing I need to realize is Mechayim Meisim, is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives life to everything that is dead. If I incorporate the Aleph into Meis, I have given life. I've given eternal life into things that seem to be otherwise mortal. Now they're Emes. So Ato Gibor is Adam, the ability to overcome our Yetzer Hara, Ezu Gibor HaKavish Es Yitzroi. Lo oilam adna, everything in the world is adna, it's not din. Mechayim eisim. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives give us life. Incorporating the Rabbeinu Shleilim into all mortal matters, give life to all these mortal matters, and it becomes emes instead of mace. And I was thinking that perhaps, according to this, we could understand there are three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei that begin with the word Ata, which is incorporating the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Ata Gibor, this bracha, Ata Choine, Ata Kadosh, and Ata Choine. And perhaps they correspond to these three inyanim. Ata Gibor, as we mentioned, is Adam. That we are, that when we incorporate the Aleph into the Dam, Ata Gibor the Olam Hashem, this is the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim. That's the first bracha. The first bracha of Ata Gibor is the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, is the Aleph of Emes, being Mechaya Meisim. The second one is Ata Kadosh, is realizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is above all nature, which we mentioned before is the Olam Adna, is bringing the Aleph into Din. And the third one is Atachoinim La'odam Das. The difference that we are, the difference between us and the animals, is that we have Das. And that's why we're Odam. Atachoinim La'odam Das. The Aleph, we're able to be Mamshach, the Aleph into the Dam. And to be able to control our, to be able to control our Tivus. So once we've touched on to the three Atos, so once again, we have three brachas that begin with the word Ata. Ata Gibor, the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, Ata Kadosh, and Ata Choine. We also have three brachas that conclude with the word Ata. The bracha of Slach Lanu finishes with Ki Moichel V'Seleach Ata. The bracha of Re'eno Ba'anyenu, which is the following bracha, finishes with Kikel Goyel Chazak Ata. And the bracha of Rifa'enu finishes with Kikel Melech Reifei Neman V'Rachman Ata. Those are the only three brachas that finish with Ata. So there are three brachas that start with Ata, and three brachas that finish with Ata. The brachas that start with Ata are Ata Gibor, the bracha of, which is the bracha of Tchias HaMeisim, Ata Kodesh, the bracha of that talks about Hashem's holiness, and the third bracha is the bracha of Ata Choinein, which talks about Hashem giving us knowledge. The three brachas that end with Ata are the bracha of Slach Lanu, where we ask Hashem for forgiveness. The second one is Re'eno V'anyenu, we were asked Hashem to liberate us. Kigoyel Chazakata. And the third bracha that finishes with Ata is the bracha of Refa'enu, where we ask Hashem to heal us. So I was thinking that perhaps what these brachas represent, there's definitely no accident that these three brachas that start with Ata, three brachas that finish with Ata, there are three types of Yetzahara. One Yetzahara is the Yetzahara of Taiva, the Yetzahara of desire, the Yetzahara that drives us to do Averis because we want to derive pleasure. There's another Yetzirah, which is the Yetzirah of Deus. Yetzirah is a philosophy. We're supposed to have emuna. We're supposed to think like Yidden. We're supposed to think in a Torahic manner. And there's the Yetzer Hara that convolutes our thoughts, brings up doubts in our emunah. A Yetzer Hara that causes us to think not so Torahic. It's a different Yetzer Hara. It's not the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. It's the Yetzer Hara of Deus. Yetzer Hara, the philosophical Yetzer Hara. And then there's the Yetzer Hara that of laziness, that doesn't want us to work hard. We're supposed to be doing Asei Toiv, Yid is supposed to constantly be growing in the Avodas Hashem, doing things to grow and further our level of spirituality. But our Yetzer Hara is just weighs us down and doesn't want us to grow. It's not a Yetzer Hara of Taiva. It's not that we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. We have our philosophy is fine. It's just he just creates this heaviness that doesn't allow us to move forward. So corresponding to the first, now Chazal tell us regarding the Yetzer Hara that Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Lo Yachaloi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us overcome the Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So we have the first Ata is Ata Gibor. Rabbeinu Shloim, you are the one that gives us Gevura. You're the one that gives us the ability to overcome a Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. Ezu Gibor HaKovish is Yitzray, the Yetzer Hara that drives us to Taiva. Rabbeinu Shloim, you give us the Gevura to overcome it. Corresponding to the second Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara of Deus, the Yetzer Hara of wrong philosophy, Atochene the Adam Das. Rabbeinu Shloim, you give the person knowledge. If not for you, we'd never be able to have, if not for your assistance, we wouldn't be able to have the appropriate philosophy, the emunah, the betochen that we're supposed to have. I skipped Ata Kodesh. Ata Kodesh, Rabbeinu Shlom, you give us the ability to strive to Kedusha. A Yid is supposed to strive to Kedusha, to be holy. It's not just enough not to do Averis. We're supposed to actively become holy people, but we have a Yetzer Hara that stops us because we're lazy. Ata Kodesh. You give us the ability to become Kodesh. So those are the three Atos. Ata Gibor, Ata Kodesh, Ata Chayne, and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the ability to counter these three Yetzer Haras. However, what happens when we don't have those atos? We're not focused on those atos. And as a result, we follow our tivus. And as a result, our philosophy becomes convoluted. And as a result, we're not moving forward. So then we have three brachas. We ask Hashem to get us out of the dumps. Now we're in the dumps already. So corresponding to Ato Gibor, corresponding to the Yetzer Hara of Taiva. So after we've fallen into Taiva and we've done Averis, we need to ask Hashem, Slach lanu avinu kichotanu, Rebbeinu Shloim, forgive us, we've sinned, we followed our Taivas. And this bracha concludes with Ato. We want, because what we're trying to do is get back to the Ata we were supposed to start with. But we weren't focused on the Ata. But the whole purpose of that bracha of Slach Lanu is to get back to the Ata. Corresponding to the Ata Kodosh, which is the Yetzer Hara that stops us from striving towards Kedusha. So when we've if we've given into that Yetzirah also, we feel like we're shackled. We feel like we can't move forward. Liberate us. We're shackled by our Yetzirah. It doesn't allow us to move forward. I didn't have the Ata Kadosh. So now I'm shackled by the Yetzirah. I feel that I just can't move. I can't learn Torah. I can't daven properly. I can't fulfill mitzvahs the way I want to. Liberate me. You are the Redeemer. You'll redeem me from my Yetzirah. And once again, the Ata is at the end. Because once we finish with this bracha, we're back at the Ata. We're back at the Ata Kodesh. And then the one that didn't have the Ata Chayne, the person that didn't have the Ata when it came to his philosophy, and as a result, his mind has become convoluted. There is no greater chayla. There is no sicker person than the person who is lacks das. Person who has no das. So we're asking Hashem, Refu'enu Hashem Neirofe, heal us. Heal our das that has been taken from us by our Yetzirah. And once again, that finishes with Ata. Because once we're finished with Refu'enu, after asking Hashem to heal us, to heal our das, we're back at the Ata Chayne. Once the Rebbeinu Shleilam gives us this healing, and we were able to recapture our Amunah, there's an Ata at the end. And that would be the Brach of Ata Chayne. To go further is an arichus. We will continue with Hashem next week.